Family Podcast, Table Talk with Rookie's Family.
Oh, why are you looking at me so weird?
My,
we're
gosh.
Not related.
Table
and
talk.
There goes all our listeners.
Table Talk with Rookie's Family. They don't want vanilla. They want controversy. They want swearing. They want drugs, sex, and rock and roll.
What on earth?
The new Family Podcast. No.
Yeah.
They just want to hear what we're up to because they know we're as dysfunctional as they are. The Family Podcast, Table Talk with Rookie's Family. You found it. Please tell others. Just because we want to slowly make this into an international podcast where people have to wait. It's like when the new Kardashians come out and like girls have to sit and watch and see what the new episode is. That's, we want to be the podcast Kardashians without all the bad stuff.
We got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Scott's running the board here.
Oh, yes.
Matthew's here via telephone. He's out east. The rest of the family is here. And yes, it is the cold season, and I have a cough. My mom's got a little cough as well, so gut through it if you hear us faintly coughing from the background. We'll try to stifle those
coughs. Just remember, you're not living with them.
Yeah.
Since I moved out to Boston in May, I have not been sick a single time.
We heard this.
Ever.
Knock on wood. Knock on wood.
I don't remember if I told you or not. Just making it aware again. Not sick ever. Superior immune system.
I hope you didn't jinx yourself, and I hope that trend continues for you.
Ooh, but you're coming home in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, good luck.
I think when we were there the last time, I did have to ask if you had some allergy medication.
Well, that's
what?
I ate allergy no matter what. But surprisingly, not bad.
Well, that's good.
I escaped with a very minimal allergic reaction this fall. And normally during the fair time, I get miserable.
But you weren't at the fair daily like you have been for the past, you know,
this is
20
true.
Years.
That's a good observation. We weren't there doing shows five times a week.
Right.
Five days a week. All right. Well, we have a lot to get to today, so let's get to it. Week in review. Anything to report from anybody unusual, fun, concerning?
I feel like we actually had a pretty normal week. No incidents with the dog besides he came in last night after rolling in his own poop and needed an emergency bath at, what, like 9 o'clock at night. So that was fun. And I'm sure you could guess who brought him outside when he rolled in his own poop.
Dad.
Yep.
I wasn't even there, and I knew.
When he poops, it's so small, you don't know where it is. So he must have just hit the right spot.
Ew.
Right.
Just so gross.
But dogs always do that, though. Dogs on a lake. Mom grew up on a lake. What do the dogs do? Roll in dead fish.
Ew.
It's so, dogs are just, they're scavengers, and they're just gross.
Oh, we did, Gabe did something exciting yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to say. What?
Oh, yeah.
You did something exciting yesterday.
Hello.
Gets dementia.
Let me tap him on the head.
Gabriel.
Oh, yeah.
I hung out with friends.
Went over to the Daimlers. All right. What's up?
I went hunting yesterday.
Oh.
What kind of hunting, Gabe?
Can Here we go. This is where we talk more? To people.
I went pheasant hunting yesterday with my uncle and two of his friends.
Nice. What'd you get?
Pheasants.
How right. many?
Oh, eight.
Eight birds you guys got? Nice.
How many did you shoot?
Three, four. I don't really.
And describe how that went, because I have never been pheasant hunting. And I don't think anybody in this family has either.
Okay, so this is his second time going. The first time, they didn't get anything. So this time, they went to a game farm.
Yep.
And a game farm, you're usually almost guaranteed that you're going to get something.
No, you are guaranteed. You buy the amount of birds, and then they'll go and put the birds in a field that they own.
But if you can't shoot the birds, because you guys missed some of the birds that you bought.
It sucks to suck.
Do they bring the birds there?
They breed the birds on their land.
Sad.
And then they'll put them in crates on a four-wheeler and they'll drive them out and then they spread them around the field.
Sad.
Do you know where they are?
Or
do the dogs have to find them?
The dogs find them. So like when you're setting up, getting your gun and getting everything on, the guy will go out there and start spreading all the birds around and then he'll come and tell you guys like, oh.
Do dogs ever accidentally get shot?
Yes.
Sad.
Actually, Freddie has gotten shot before.
Sad.
He's got a BB in his back leg, and then he got shot in the side one time.
I don't think Uncle Bart's told Auntie Teresa that, so
that's
maybe
horrible.
We should.
No. Let me say,
Freddy's a good dog.
Do you have? Can you hunt? Sorry, without a dog?
Yeah, it's just way harder.
Oh.
Well, and you want to reward the dog.
And it's way scarier because if they fly up right in front of you, you're like, oh,
did that happen to you, Gabe?
Did happen to me. Very scary.
And then is there any type of exhilaration? What do you feel when you hit that first bird? What was going through your
mind? Very satisfying.
Nice.
That's good. Extremely satisfying.
So does your group have to walk in a like side by side?
Yeah, in a line. Well, you're like 10, 15 feet away from
each other. Not a straight line.
Yeah, it's a straight line.
What, but you're side by side?
Yeah, side by side, straight line. Yeah.
If you were in a straight line, you'd shoot the people in front of you.
No, I didn't mean like
that.
Well,
you can be like next to a person and still shoot.
Horizontal.
Yes, not vertical, horizontal.
When you, so you're all there, is it like, okay, one bird comes up and then you like say who gets their shot?
No. So like they, since I never went hunting, they said you get like first shot. And then they would all like start shooting after that. And then it's whoever gets it, you have to carry it.
That's kind of scary.
So you bummed them out by nailing three of them and they didn't even get to shoot.
No,
so
they got to shoot.
Okay.
You carried the dead pheasants in your vest.
Yeah, you had to put them in the back of your vest.
Guys, this is nothing. This is just part of life.
What if
this
he has lice?
No, they don't have lice.
They
what?
Do not. They're
birds
they're
have
bred.
Lice.
So they're not wild birds. They make the birds. They're in an enclosure.
Yeah, they're well cared
Clearly
for.
We are not a hunting family.
No, but I'm pro-hunt. I've never hunted, but I'm pro-hunting pheasants, deer especially. You got to thin that herd. We have too many deer. Geese,
people
knock
hunt
them all
geese?
Out.
Mm-hmm.
Knock
You're
them
joking,
all out.
McLaren.
No,
Duck
I did
hunting.
Not know people eat geese. They yes. hunt and eat geese. Absolutely
Why
not.
Why do you have to eat them if you're hunting? Can't you just
that's
you
what kill hunters
what you're
do.
Hunting. You're not just going out there to sport
you eat
and kill
what
them.
You kill.
You can't just kill.
What?
You have to eat what you kill.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Okay,
I did not
Native
know that
American.
Was a part of hunting.
Right. Yeah,
well, I'm not. I don't really like hunting, so
Think
that's what
I'm saying. How wasteful that would be.
We're getting our pheasants pretty quick.
I'm not eating pheasants.
I will
yeah,
not
you are.
Yeah, we're gonna cook them. We'll wrap them in a little bacon.
I
or we'll
refuse.
Do, put them in
you
the crock pot like we do the chuck roast.
Ew.
That would be very good.
Ew, Dad.
That's what I'll make for my dinner.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gabe, that's a good idea. All right. Well, congratulations, Gabe. That's something I wish I did, but I don't have any interest in doing it right now. Maybe you'll spur some interest in me or some of the girls to go out and hunt.
Nope.
I'd like to shoot a gun, but I don't know if I want to carry a
no,
bird.
No, you obviously wouldn't, because when I offered to have you shoot it, you said no.
Because I don't want that guy standing there watching me try to shoot, and the whole experience of me going to the gun range or the shooting place was absolutely horrifying.
And Mame Dog with the gun still aimed, facing, is this good? No, turn around.
Next time I'm going there, I'm going in disguise as a boy.
Yeah, but did I not say not to wear that?
Well, I didn't know it was going to be as bad as it was.
What do you have, Grey Goose?
No, she had that camo thing
the
on.
Camo jacket on.
And like a massive purse and like fur things. And they were all like, what
were
is this girl
Gucci
doing
too?
Here?
I probably was.
Well, when you walk into the South St. Paul Gun Club, it's the door creaks a little bit. The music stops. Everybody puts down their drink and looks to see who comes in. And it's Mame Dog in their camo and all.
Yes.
So time kind of stopped there.
The South St. Paul Gun Club trailer?
Literally.
Yes. Yes, but it suits everybody fine. You can get a beer or a cocktail and a burger with fries there. It's pretty good.
All right. Well, before Matthew steals the show, we actually had quite a few listeners come and read us some reviews, which was exciting because we read a review last week and asked for more. So three people did it, which is awesome.
Thank you.
So the first one says, it's from Jackie, a fun family to listen to. I've listened to Rookie since his first days on the radio. He's such a great family man, and now I see why. You're such a fun family to listen to. I love the banter and gentle teasing. I'm not sure it's so gentle.
Right.
Wishing you all great success in growing the podcast. I'm recommending to my family and friends. Good luck, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie.
Yes. Voices by Pat. Great family podcast. I love the show. You guys do such a great job sharing all your stories. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Nice.
Preacher Steve, great family podcast. I look forward to your weekly podcast and to hear what's new with your family. I enjoy the fun discussions and normal family banter. It makes me think about my family.
All right. Very nice.
A lot of banter.
They don't have to live with the banter 24/7.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
From Gabe. It's exhausting.
Matthew's the smart one.
What?
All right. Yep. Thank you for those feedback, and they will continue, hopefully. You can rate us on iTunes, Matthew, right? iTunes?
Yes.
Yes.
You don't have to be Apple iTunes.
It does not even need to be qualified with Apple, because there is only one iTunes.
Okay. Got it.
Got it. You did it last week, too.
She did do
just
it.
Just iTunes, people.
All right. That sounds good.
Sorry.
All right, let's hit the ground running. What do we got? Who's starting us out?
Mateo Roberto.
I have my one topic. I'll mention two quick things that are part of that week recap. STA, St. Thomas
County. Oh, yes.
State championship for football now. They beat the previous state champion, Owatonna, yesterday.
Who they lost to last year.
Road to bank, baby.
Right?
What?
Nope. I don't know when that state championship game is next week.
No. It's not the championship yet.
Or the court. Sorry.
Semifinal. Yes.
Yeah, it's on Saturday.
At 7 o'clock.
Me and Sophia are probably the most loyal fans
Elk
in the
River.
Family.
Yep.
They're really
Elk
played River. On one of their teams. So...
The Owatonna crowd was very upbeat, I thought. A lot of their students had the Hunter, the Blaze Orange, and the cameo. It was really, they were a fun cheering group, kind of going back and forth. But one of their cheers was, how about Chaska? Or how was Chaska when that was St. Thomas's loss? And it didn't really mean anything, you know what I mean?
Nope.
Otherwise,
their
other cheers were pretty clever.
We could have clapped back with scoreboard. We were up 14-0 at that point. So how was Chaska was nothing because we were beating you.
And the boys this year do not cheer, which is super interesting to me.
Matthew, have they been banned?
Gabe says no, but Matthew, they do not do a single cheer. There is nothing from our student section.
It is very disappointing to hear because the cheers were a highlight of high school.
I mean, the Owatonna even did Daddy's Money, and they didn't do anything.
Yeah, there is absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And you know they came in there blaze orange because they were all deer hunting in the morning. And Kev, we got to get to the game.
Well, I kind of thought when we got there, because they're blue and white, St. Thomas is blue and white, I thought it was our boys did a hunt out to make fun of the Owatonna crowd.
Which would have been very clever.
Yeah, but it was not. It was just the Owatonna people wearing their clothes.
No, it was black jacket. That was the theme.
Black jacket.
Just your uniform leaders jacket this year.
Nope, can't wear that.
Is there a blue crew, Gabe?
Yeah.
There is?
Who the heck is on the blue crew that doesn't know how to lead the student section?
We should lead the blue crew, McLaren.
Me and Sophia literally are loyal. We have been to every final game.
Yeah. All two.
Yeah, well, we sat out in the freezing cold at the first one, and the second one, it was raining a little bit.
And I think people see this there, and they're like, why are you here? Yeah.
Just trying to watch some high school sports.
So, yeah, congrats to STA. That'll be fun. And then also yesterday, the Gophers beat number 4/5, ranked Penn State.
Rowing the boat, baby.
The biggest win that, I mean, in I don't know how long for the Gophers.
Well, since 19...
I don't know the last time they ever beat a top five team.
Right, and 1904, it's their best start since 1904 at 9-0. Yep. They're going to get a quality bowl game very close to New Year's Day, which is, that's kind of fun. You know, they've always played, they've made it, they've played in these mid-bowls that don't really mean much. And I would say, even though P.J. Fleck is a little too high-strung for me, it's working for those football players. They're buying into his system and they're playing well. And congrats, that's a big feat, especially to beat Penn State.
Did anyone see PJ Fleck crowd surfing in the locker room?
Yeah. No,
it looked really fun. Like I would like to do that. He just ran. The whole team was there celebrating. He ran and like jumped on top of them, and they were crowd surfing him around.
Oh, funny!
Yeah, it was funny.
If I was in there crowd surfing you, I wouldn't help.
Thanks, Gabe.
I would also say my advice to Fleck and the boys, stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
Stay out of trouble. Do not do anything stupid. Don't go out don't go out late. Just go home. So you can celebrate within reason, but then don't do anything stupid that's going to tarnish this 9-0 start. Okay, yes. There's the fatherly paternal advice.
And tonight, the new rankings come out, and they might actually make it into the 10 spot.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll be top 10.
We got PJ Fleck rowing the boat for us.
That means more fun pre-games for me. Woo!
Okay.
Oh, and speaking of tonight, Matthew, Sophia's making dinner tonight.
I am making dinner. I'm making tacos that have a fried shell. And we're having margaritas. Ooh. Mine, a virgin margarita, of course.
Right, of course, your virgin margarita. Huh. And we might add a little spice to the jalapeno margarita option.
My dinner is going to be pheasant and rice.
Yes, that will be good. That will be for another Sunday.
Because remember, Matthew, the new rule is the girls have to make a Sunday dinner once a month.
It's actually
dinner that my friend group and I have every Thanksgiving. It's like a tradition for us. So
I'm excited for that.
We love these tacos.
All right.
Well, to show the family.
You guys are getting off easy, though, because having to make all of your meals yourself really sucks.
Right, exactly. That's why I'm trying to teach them they need to start doing some more adulting.
No. Why do you think I'm still at home?
Yeah. I just bought 5 pounds of pasta, and so I was just going to eat that for like months.
Did you buy it from a little Italian market?
No, I did not buy this pasta from an Italian market, but my previous pasta I did. Pasta's so cheap. It's awesome. You can make so much of it.
Yeah, but you need protein, too.
I was going to say, do you add some meat to it at all or no?
Yeah, I mean, I'll have chicken and whatnot, but...
Chicken.
I got 2 weeks of groceries for $30.
Wow.
Wow. That's good. Yeah. That's not how it works at our house. Okay, go ahead. Here we go.
My article. Not actually an article. It's a documentary that I watched. I don't know if Sophia might be familiar with it. It's on Netflix now. It's called The Game Changers. It came out... in mid-September. So it's been out for like a 2 months or so. And it is a documentary from a former UFC fighter. His name's James Wilk. And it's all about basically he goes around with these elite athletes, so athletes that are at the top of their sports and whatnot, and talks about plant-based diets. And it's all these athletes that are on plant-based diets. They don't eat any meat. Basically, they're vegan. They don't need any animal products, but they don't ever use the word vegan in the actual documentary. They call everything plant-based. And they go through the pros and cons of being plant-based. And it's extremely well done. I'm a huge meat eater. Whatever kind of meat it is, I'll eat it. But I was interested in this documentary. I heard good things about it, and I went in open-minded to just learn about it.
Right.
After watching it, I am for sure going to give it like a week of trying like a vegetarian or vegan diet.
Since Matthew, when have you become Sophia? Because it's grossing me out.
I'm telling you right now, if you guys actually watch this documentary with an open mind, and not open mind like I'm going to become vegan, but just like be open to actually listen to what he's saying. And it's incredible. It's so well done. It's so interesting. They have awesome athletes on it. And it's just something that you'll be very surprised at how persuasive it is.
No.
And they're not trying to convince you. They're just giving you the facts. And it's very interesting. It's not too science-y. Whoa. I just had Haley watch it with me as well. And she's like, shoot. Haley's a huge meat eater, too, but after it, she's like, shoot, we need to try it for a week.
I'm so here for this.
Let me ask a question. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Is the object to lose weight, be healthy, or gain more strength? What is the object?
That's what makes it super interesting. So it's not all athletes of, like, the same size. So they have Olympic champion sprinters who are skinny as hell. They have an ultra marathoner who runs 100-plus mile things, and they are twigs. They're sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have bodybuilders. Arnold Schwarzenegger's in it. He's plant-based. They have the strongest man in the world is in it. He's plant-based. They have a heavyweight champion boxer. So there's guys who are these absolutely jacked, big dudes. There's guys that are lean. There's the strongest man in the world. He's a tree trunk. He's so thick. You get the full gamut of like body types.
I watched a documentary on the strongest man in the world, and I'm pretty sure he was not plant-based.
It depends on what. There's all sorts of strongest men in the world.
But
this guy holds the world record for the heaviest weight ever carried.
Well, it's
not winning a strongman competition. He's got the Guinness World Record.
That's not what this guy won.
Okay, doesn't matter.
I looked it up here.
It's different.
And it says Game Changers is a new film executive produced by James Cameron. He was the Titanic guy, correct? Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jackie Chan, that documents the explosive rise of plant-based eating in professional sports. I would give it a look to see.
Okay, well, you could not.
You could.
I'm a meat eater.
So, right, I could easily. No problem for me whatsoever. Because one of my biggest frustrations with cooking is the fact that every meal for you has to include meat. And I just hate that.
Ouch.
I've hated it for as long as we've been married.
Okay, you're spilling all of our controversies to all these people here now.
Well, Dad, you'll be very surprised. And they go into a lot of the health stuff as far as, like, are plants actually able to provide you enough things? One of the big things is...
You can't say that, McLaren.
The strongman, the strongest man in the world guy, he said when he first switched to a plant-based diet, he did in, like, 2005, they said, how are you going to be as strong as an ox without eating any meat? And his answer was, have you ever seen an ox eat meat?
And that's exactly what I was going to say earlier, is it's funny because people think that you have to eat meat to be strong, but what does a gorilla eat? Plants.
Yeah.
You don't have to eat.
Insects. Insects are a protein. They're not plants.
The protein that's in meat is coming from plants.
So this
meat's just the middleman.
This sounds like a What the Health round two, where they're trying to tell people, hey, look at all this bad stuff. If you eat plants, you are healthy. You are free.
You're too close-minded, McLaren, which is sad.
I watched What the Health. Half of what they say, it's like, I swear they're making the crap up.
Because you're close-minded about it.
No, because I think it's a bunch of BS. Eat what you want to eat.
How about I do a week of no meat? And then the only time you guys can get meat is if we go out.
I'm not doing that.
Well, you will do that if that's all that's made for you.
I don't
really
care.
As long as
just watch the documentary, Game Changers, on Netflix. Be open-minded. You don't have to, after it, say, like, you know, I'm going to be vegan now. And they don't even try to make you, they're not trying to convince you to cut all meat out. It's fast. I mean, they have NFL players who are... They're very interesting on it, too. And one of the things they talk about is people don't realize how much stuff there is that isn't meat-based that's available to you. One of the boxer, he's saying, if you want meatballs, there's plant-based meatballs. If you want chicken wings, there's plant-based chicken.
No.
If you want pizza, there's plant-based pizza. So they go through, I mean, you just don't realize how much there actually is available.
Yeah, but that's like two times as more expensive as... Just getting the actual
thing. It's also
thing
for your health,
That's
though.
Like some nasty
that's
tofu
like, it's funny
stuff.
Because people are willing to spend a ton of money on clothes and things, but no one takes consideration of what you're putting in your body.
I'm not.
Have you
to
tried tofu, Matthew?
Yes, and I wouldn't eat it, but tofu
it's
was
disgusting.
Never mentioned or seen in
No,
this
but I'm saying they try to say, oh, this is meat. You're going to have a plant-based burger. Well, then you eat it, and it's not, and it's disgusting.
I love black bean burgers.
Yes, black bean burgers are huge.
But that's not trying to imitate
me. This is exactly what I'm saying. You have a closed-minded, you've already decided for yourself, yet you've never heard anything about the other side. No one eats tofu in this movie. No one.
But that's what I'm comparing it to. Because I've had tofu. It looks like chicken. And they're like, oh, it's just like chicken. And you eat it. And it's the grossest stuff you have ever put in your entire mouth.
So don't eat it. You're the one that's bringing tofu up. I didn't say anything about
it. I'm comparing that to your plant-based stuff.
Anything that's like healthy for you, McLaren, you automatically hate. You hate meditation, lymphatic drainage, eating healthy. Yeah.
I hate holistic crap.
All right.
I don't understand why.
Anyone that is, I mean, you don't even have to be willing to switch. Just watch it. It's open-minded. It's interesting. Nonetheless,
so
it's very
we're
going to
screen this movie tonight at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, no.
I was waiting for that.
I'm willing to try it for a week as long as you promise not to put any closed-circuit televisions at the McDonald's drive-through line, Dad went to McDonald's again. He went to it's Tuesday.
You can get stuff at McDonald's. There's a growing segment of all like the different plant-based stuff that's going to get even bigger and it's going to be more available.
Here, if I'm going
to watch the movie, I'm not saying I'm cutting meat out, but I'm saying I think it'd be maybe interesting to try and just see how my body would react.
You guys can do your plant-based week this upcoming week because I've got conferences a couple days after school, so I won't even be home for dinner. So go ahead and do your plant-based stuff all this right. week.
If I'm going to start with spinach and white bean soup.
She okay. was excited about that.
Not I'm very excited this. About that.
Nope.
All right, that's what I got. The game changer.
All right.
That's on Netflix.
All right, very
loved
good,
it.
Matthew.
All right, well, what I have on the docket is very much different from that. It's just kind of some pop culture, like, news in regards to some TV shows and movies. The first one, though, it's about a character from Jersey Shore, Snooki. So if you know who Snooki is, she always has the big poof in her hair. Unfortunately, this hairstyle is making a comeback.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The poof is what they referred to it on the show. So if you don't know who Snooki is, mm-hmm. which I don't know how you don't know, but
she's the tan
Google
one.
And her poof in her hair is making a comeback.
That
and
is the trashiest look ever.
Yeah.
What was that product? Was it the Bump It?
Yes. I had Bump It's.
Yeah.
Gossip Girl, the reboot, is going to be, it actually is a thing, because it went back and forth if it was real. It's going to be on
Blake Lively?
Well, they're slowly releasing who is coming back. It's going to be on HBO Max, so you have to have their subscription service. So there's a lot of subscription services we will be adding to our accounts. But Kristen Bell is going to be coming back to be the voice of Gossip Girl. That is someone who is confirmed.
That's so exciting.
Matthew, you'll like this since we watched the Scream franchise. There mm-hmm. is a Scream 5 that's reportedly in the works, and people are very really? Excited. Yes. They're trying to get the original cast as well.
The Scream movies are so underrated. People, they're almost satirical horror movies where
yes.
it's not supposed to be like a
super
you're actually
scary.
Like scared out of your mind, but they're almost kind of funny, and they're by far some of the best.
I agree. It's like it is a thriller, but it's not like you're sitting there scared because there's just funny elements, and the killers are yeah. always like just awful at
clumsy
doing their
idiot.
Job. Yeah.
Right.
Is it similar to the Geico commercial where instead of the people leaving in the running car, they hide behind the wall of chainsaws?
Yeah. it literally is.
And the killer's just shaking his head going, are you serious?
You idiot.
The last pop culture is very, is affecting our family, will affect it. Mm. Wheel of Fortune host Pat, is it
Sajak?
Sajak. During one of the tapings last Thursday, he must have gotten sick during the taping, and he had to go into emergency surgery for a blocked intestine. Ooh. So while they were taping, Vanna finished the show. So on December 9th, she will be hosting part, or maybe the entire show. They didn't give that. But December 9th, she will be the host because he had to leave emergency while they were taping.
Is that the letter lady?
Yeah.
So, Matthew, what you don't know is we've gotten into watching.
I was gonna say, I don't follow how this affects our family.
6:30 every night, we sit down and compete at Wheel of Fortune.
Right.
And we sound like losers.
Literally.
I thought it was because Dad likes Vanna White.
No. No, we have like a nightly routine. We always watch David Muir. We get that. Last,
David Muir.
Oh, we love watching David.
Yeah, they'd watch it over.
Treat.
They'd watch it over again if they could.
Watch
like the 1950s, like
local news, and then and we all get really excited.
I do not participate.
No, Gabe
no,
doesn't.
Gabe doesn't.
No.
I don't think I would either, Gabe.
No, you would. It's pretty intense.
I would do Wheel of Fortune. I don't care about David Muir.
Oh, well, that's news. You like news.
No, I know, but they spend too much time on one story.
Yeah.
I'd rather just read the news.
And it's news that
clearly,
doesn't really matter.
You are
you
not
watch
an avid
David
watcher
Muir.
Because David Muir
they
never
don't
spends enough
spend
time.
Enough time on any story, which is a little frustrating.
They That's have all stories Jesus. That like don't that don't
on the ground mad. Like here they are in Mexico, mm-hmm. and they flew the guy from Mexico for a 5-minute segment.
Right, right. All that production.
We like it.
That's all I got about pop culture.
All right, I've got. Let's jump into the financial world here. And right now,
just a minute, I have to take a nap.
A trend. No, this has to do with people in our family.
Okay, bring it.
All right, from the Wall Street Journal, a $45,000 loan for a $27,000 ride. More borrowers are going underwater on car loans. So they buy a big, you know, a nice car, and then as soon as you drive it off the lot, the value of the car goes down.
Right there.
Like a Kia, for example.
No, stop right there. The car that I want to buy, when you drive it off the lot, does not go down in value. So, continue.
What car do you want? Up.
A Jeep Wrangler.
Some 33% of people who traded in cars to buy new ones in the first 9 months of 2019 had negative equity. Compared to 28 5 years ago and 19% a decade ago. So what's happening, those borrowers owed about $5,000 on average after they traded in their cars before taking on a new loan. 5 years ago, the average was about $4,000. So what that means is you want to trade your car in, but you still, and they're going to give you $5,000 for it, but you still owe $8,000 on it.
Well, why would you do that then? That's not what I want to do. So
you want to sell your car, and you're probably not going to get enough money on a trade-in for
what?
Sure.
That's I'm not trading that car in. I need to sell that car before I could get my next car. You're over here smirking, and we can have this war right now if you want, but I don't think you want to have it.
I
would wonder if there's any sort of correlation between like the 08 real estate meltdown, and if there could be the same type of bubble with car loans, where people are getting cars they can't afford.
Well, think about that. They are, you know, a $45,000 car is not out of the question. That's probably a median-priced car. Mm-hmm. But for a solid car, whether it's an SUV.
Like a Jeep Wrangler.
Whatever. Yeah.
Right, something like that. And those are huge payments. A lot of times there's zero down, so you're going 60 months divided by 45,000, whatever the math is there, that's used to be a house payment way back when.
That's one of my points I always make about college loans is people get so worked up about, I'm coming out of college, $45,000 in debt. And I always say, you wouldn't think twice about spending $45,000 on a car.
Right.
Which isn't, it's going to get you from point A to point B, but it's not going to change your life.
That's
and
very true.
You spent that on a college degree, which got you the job so that you could have that car.
Right, right. And I don't.
I have that debt, and I didn't get a job, so.
You made your own job.
I'm right. Not going to have that debt.
And it provided credibility for you.
Yeah, because no one lets me talk, so I just stop.
Well, it is.
Okay.
So the.
That's true.
The under.
It's not true.
That is true.
What is?
No one
Stop.
Lets me talk.
This is irrelevant.
This yeah. is not. I will go back in this podcast.
Dad
and
is trying to do his article.
Multiple times, right?
Oh. For a man who will be driving, what, in the next, what, 3 months or something like that? When you're 15, you're 15 in January. We've
got a lot of cars for him to choose from.
Yes.
Yeah, because we're not starting this, though.
He's not treating his driver's ed until February, though.
Oh, okay.
No.
Wow, right. We got 7 cars. And well, only 4
choose.
Drivers.
It's like a Mr.
Here.
Miyagi in Karate Kid. Choose.
Yes.
All right. So be careful out there, folks, if you are purchasing a brand new vehicle or even a used one. I'm talking to the people here. I'm not talking specifically to you.
You are not talking to the people here. It's like Dad found this article because I've been saying how I want a new car. I want to sell my car because you can't drive it in the winter. And he totally went to find an article, like typed in car loans, and it is just all being sent my way. And guess what?
What do you got?
My car can't drive in the winter. I don't want it. It's not a practical car. If you live in Minnesota.
People are going to be lining up to buy that thing.
Right. Here we go. It's available.
If you live in Minnesota, my car is not practical.
If you're trying to sell your car, don't talk about it like that right now.
Right.
Just, right. Terrible winter car.
No, right. No, but here's the thing. If my car in the summer, I love it. It's got every bell and whistle. The moonroof is awesome. But in the winter, I don't want to have to deal with it. The 5 days that it's bad, I don't want to do it. I want the Wrangler.
I wish you would have had this information presented to you prior to buying it.
No, I wish I just would have done what I wanted to do and got the Wrangler.
You did what you wanted to do, and it didn't work out.
Dad made me go to every car dealer and see what was offered.
And you chose that one. Nobody told you to get
that
one. Yeah,
well, I didn't know it was going to be this bad in the winter.
Okay, Wait, do you want to feel better about yourself, Mamie?
Probably not.
Nicole, Malia Tennant, and Cheyenne Fernandez, both in their early 20s, wanted to trade in the car they shared for something less expensive last year. The friends who live in Hawaii ended up splurging on a new vehicle and moving the unpaid loan balance of $12,500 from an older GMC into a new loan for a 2018 GMC Sierra truck. The rollover debt helped drive up the new loan balance to more than $66,000.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't know you could do
that. Listen to this. The friends now split the payment of more than $900 a month, to which they owe to Pearl Hawaii Federal Credit Union for 84 months. Their old loan was about $500 a month.
I'm not that stupid. I know y'all think I'm not stupid. But I'm not.
What did I proceed it with? Do you want to feel better about yourself? You're not these people. These are really dumb people. But shame on the dealership that sold it to them. They put out the sale agreement, and now they won't comment on it. But they took advantage of these girls. Yeah. 84 months, $500 or $900.
You'd probably do the same thing if you were the car dealership.
No, I think there's dealers around here have more integrity than that, I think. All right, so anyway, buyer beware. Buyer beware. Who's next?
Me, and we're going to talk about why sleeping on your back will not age you, not give you wrinkles, de-puff you, and everything.
Oh, good.
Screw sleeping
right
on
my
your
alley.
Back. You're a messed up human.
I know. I don't really care for sleeping on my back, but we should all start, and here's why. Sleeping on your side, all the fluid rushes to one side of your face. And which creates puffiness and whatnot. Mm. And actually, a fun fact is a lot of dermatologists and doctors will know what side of the, like...
What's your favorite side?
What side do you sleep on?
Your favorite?
Yeah,
I sleep
your face.
On both sides.
And it also, like, creates, like, creases in your face. But the benefits of sleeping on your back is it keeps your spine aligned, reduces tension headaches, helps chronic conditions by reducing pressure and compression, relieves sinus buildup, and helps avoid creases, wrinkles, and irritated facial skin. So, I don't know. That's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Going along with sleeping, what?
Have you ever, like, woken up and thought your face was puffy?
Nope.
No.
I mean, not really.
I don't find that as much of an issue for me.
I don't know. It's just, like... It's because the fluid of your face, though, like, once you think about it, if you're sleeping on one side.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but if you're sleeping on your back, isn't it just all going to the bottom and not the top?
So the back of your head is puffy.
Yeah,
right. As you can tell.
I don't think that can happen, but.
What happens, though, when I woke up today, I had to take Finley out immediately. Mm-hmm. So I put my shoes on, put a coat on, and I went out to the front yard, and everything was blurry. Why do you have that? Like, it's like there was a, you know how you have to rub your eyes?
Sounds like you're an old man.
What is that?
So I'm not.
I've never had that. Never had that.
It's like I was looking through pickle brine.
What
the heck is a pickle brine?
You are messed up. That's why you have blurry eyes. Say crap like that.
I don't know, but also everyone should be sleeping on a silk pillow, Dad.
Silk pillow?
Yes. It's really good for your hair and your face because it doesn't absorb moisture and it prevents bacteria on like your pillowcase and it keeps you hydrated.
I have read that before and I've looked up a silk pillowcase. Mm-hmm. Do you know how expensive those things are?
You can get one for like $85 at Sephora right now.
That's so expensive.
Yeah, but it's like luxurious and if you get all these benefits, this girl said that her hairstylist knew when she wasn't sleeping on a silk pillowcase anymore because her split ends and hair changed so
much. I saw
them
at Nordstrom for like $150.
Let's do it.
Because it's silk. It's a silk worm that creates that, so it's expensive.
Really?
What?
Yes.
What?
I'm just saying,
Sophia. Yeah. You didn't say anything bad.
I love
silk. So what, they just have like worms in cages, like build the silk, build the silk.
I don't watch that. I don't know.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, it is true.
Silk comes from a worm?
Can you look up silk worms?
Yeah.
Well, I heard
you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
That's why I'm the smartest.
That's why real silk is so expensive.
Because it's literally made from a worm?
Yes.
Indeed. The silkworm is the larva or caterpillar of the Mori moth. Silk has been made for at least 5,000 years in China. The moth is important because it makes the silk and no longer lives in the wild. It is entirely dependent on humans. Silkworms eat mulberry leaves and were native to northern China.
So you're paying $150 to lay on something a freaking worm made?
Came out of somebody's butt.
Do you not like silk, you guys? This is so weird.
Yes, I didn't know that it was made from a worm. That's gross. It like poops out silk.
But you'll eat a burger, which is like the inside of a cow.
Oh, yeah, right. You're damn right I will.
With pleasure.
Yeah. Good one, Matt.
Bottoms up for that.
Yeah, well, that's all I had. So if you want to prevent wrinkles and everything, just sleep on your back, and everyone should have a silk pillowcase.
The day you come home with an $85 silk pillowcase, Sophia, you can never say anything to me about the things I buy, because that's unnecessary.
No, it's not.
Here,
it's the little things that add up. If I don't want wrinkles by the time I'm, 50.
There's a thing called Botox. That's about the same price as a silk
pillowcase.
Now,
though, you have to start early in life, because then you're screwed when you're old, and then you're like, ugh, I wish I started my eye creams when I was 18.
Time out. Can I give you a little more data on the silkworm?
Please.
The poor mom. Female silkworm will lay about 500 eggs at a time. She lays the eggs on the leaves of mulberry trees. The eggs are covered with a gelatinous secretion by which they stick to the leaves. Female moth silkworm lays the eggs and dies after laying eggs as she does not eat anything.
Sad.
Well, that just sounds like they're stupid.
That's not horrible. That's just what they do.
They're dumb.
Okay, bees are kind of like that too, though.
No, they're not.
Like a...
Not at all.
Male bee gets off and then he
also
dies.
Never say gelatinous. Sophia, what are you doing?
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay, I have a nice article. My article is, maybe everybody has heard of it already, but The Dog That's Learning to Talk by Using a Custom-Made Soundboard.
Oh,
yes, I have seen this.
And the gal that owns this dog is a speech pathologist. Primarily, she works a lot with 1 and 2 year olds. And they oftentimes have sound devices that they use to communicate. Mm-hmm. So she was wondering how this could translate to her dog. So she built a soundboard, and the dog currently knows 29 words and is also able to form phrases.
Is this that dog where they have like bowls on the ground and you can like touch the bowl? Oh, okay, I did see that.
They're not bowls though. They make the words.
Oh, they look like an upside down.
Yeah. Table. Yes. 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 And then he steps on them. It's an 18-month-old dog, and he steps on when he wants to say stuff. So I believe it's a pit bull.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, one day. The dog, she thought he wanted to go outside. He was kind of by the door. And so she was going to let him out. And he went running over to the device and stepped on "want, Jake, come." And then he ran back to the door and stood there because Jake is her boyfriend. And he was supposed to be coming home about that time. And he then came in. The dog got so excited, went running over to the soundboard, clicked on happy, and then laid down to have his belly scratched.
So here's my question, though. How does the dog know, like, the feeling happy? Like, how did she teach him that this meant happy? Because that's a feeling.
She presses it when he's happy. You can tell when a dog is happy when they're sleeping.
I know, but I'm just...
Oh, my God.
Clearly, the dog knows... Yeah. What it's doing, but right. I just want to know more about,
well, they
like,
say,
how did you teach him
so
that?
They say a dog has the intelligence of a 2.5 to 3 year old. So if you think about that, a 2.5-year-old and 3-year-old is really smart.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always impressed by what a 2.5-year-old can do. Yep.
So this is going to be sound really stupid and dumb. Okay. But it's, I mean it like in all sincere. You know how, like, things reform over time? Will there ever be
No, the dog's not going to talk.
Oh. I was going to ask if there would ever be a time where, like, a dog could talk.
No.
I don't know, but wouldn't it be cool if they could just do this?
Wait, Matthew, no, did you say yes?
Well, I feel like you could maybe translate it into, like, just, like, brain waves could translate into, like, a speech.
Well, because, like, things are always, like, people are like, I can't think of the evolving
you mean
and changing.
400,000 years from now.
Yeah.
I saw a video of the dog, and it was actually, I think it's kind of annoying. Because he saw something outside, and he kept running back and goes, look. And then he'd go outside, and then he'd go back, look.
Because she wasn't, look. She wasn't looking. She was just sitting there, and the dog wanted her to look. So just like a 2-year-old would, demanding, you need to look.
He kept pressing the buttons.
Yeah. Finley would just keep hitting the devil button.
Eat.
And, or like,
treat.
Yeah.
Eat.
Literally. Bite you.
Little Finley update. Finley is 2.2 pounds,
he's actually gained
some weight. So we have made a little headway in that.
Let's get him fat.
With his feet, like, most glamorous feeding regimen.
No.
Yeah?
Nope.
He, like, has to have a feeding schedule. We have to feed him every 4 hours.
Where?
We now are getting him an automatic feeder in case that we're gone for too long. It will feed him.
And McLaren gave him a drawing an inappropriate image on the feeding schedule.
No, it was Gabe.
It was McLaren.
All right, let's continue on here.
Moving on. Anyway, I did think this was kind of a cool story. Yeah. And, you know, you always wish, like, oh, I wish the dog could just tell me what's wrong. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
Enzo from Racing in the Rain.
Mm-hmm. Shad. Yeah. We've still never seen that movie.
I think it's on Xfinity.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah, then everybody's just going to be crying.
That's all right.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Bring your Kleenex. The Art of Racing in the Rain.
Little Papa Scott vs. Sony. He's not here.
Who's next?
It is me, said the fly. Yep.
Matthew.
So mine is about another animal. It's about a crab that got caught in a sea. I don't know.
Imagine that.
Yep. It did.
That's hilarious. A
snow crab caught in Japan was auctioned for a record $46,000.
What? Wait.
This 2.7-pound Itsukiboshi
crab. It's bigger than our dog.
Which boasts a 5.7-inch cell, was caught at the start of the fishing season Tuesday and was sold at the first auction of the season at Taradi Port for $46,000.
Wow.
One crab?
Yep. A single crab that's 5.7 inches.
Why? I guess I don't get it.
I don't. It doesn't say anything about the type of crab, but the company previously set a world record last year when it paid $18,300 for a crab auctioned in the same place. So it's a restaurant that goes and buys these crabs, and then they sell them to people.
Is this snow?
Imagine how much it would be to buy the meal.
Yeah, I know.
If you're going to actually, like, prepare, you're going to pay, like, $100,000.
Is a snow crab a rare crab?
I don't know.
I didn't know
there was a snow crab.
They're
definitely rare.
Are they actually in the snow?
The reason they're called snow crab is because it looks like they have ice cubes on them. I'm kidding.
The reason why the crab is so expensive, it has to do with the timing of the sale. In Japan, it's considered a status symbol to buy the first and best crab caught on the first day of crab fishing season, which was November 6th. Snow crab season only runs 4 months in Japan, from November to early March, which makes it even more of a seasonal delicacy.
Why do they do weird stuff there like that?
I don't know.
It's almost more like ceremonial
than
it was like to actually make money off that crab. Still, that's ridiculous.
That's so dumb.
Boy, you can think
They're big into their, like, karma and luck. And
I know they are. Which, like, I get, but, like, that's absurd. $46,000? Yeah. You could have a Birkin for that price.
Well, and of course, now I got hooked into some stuff here.
Don't give dad
the most expensive bottle of wine ever sold at auction, a 73-year-old bottle of French Burgundy for $558,000 in October of 2018. Now,
that's it.
Scotch whiskey. Consider the holy grail of Scotch whiskey by Sotheby's, a 60-year-old bottle of Macallan whiskey sold for almost $1.9 million in October.
What's wrong with people?
It was distilled in 26, but bottled in 86. Wow. $1.9 million. Wonder what each sip would be. Holy buckets. Delicious.
Smooth.
Would you open that bottle if you buy that? You open that and drink that, or do you let it sit for longer?
Well,
what's the point of buying it if you're not going to drink it?
Says the lady
who. More of an investment, I feel like.
Says the lady who sampled some tequila yesterday and did the entire shot last night.
Yep.
Mom, I was going to have her try a sip of a new tequila we bought. She grabbed it, gave it a little sniff, and went.
Slam it.
Glug. Yeah, it was so out of character. It was so cute. We were all like, what?
Yeah. It was
cute. Oh, I'm going to shock them all. I'm going to
shoot
this tequila.
Yeah, Sophia had a little sip. I could not. I do not fare well with tequila. Never go to Mexico.
That was very
unlike
and
you. Mom threw it back, and we were all just like, what on earth?
That was wild.
That was cute, D.
Bring it back, Terry.
She had a lot to drink after that and got a little.
Yep.
Totally untrue.
Yes, that is, again, uncharacteristic.
She had to sleep on the bathroom floor.
Yeah.
Completely untrue.
We all right. Have.
Snow crab. Thanks, Gabe.
Yep. That's it.
That can't be it.
That's it.
We just started.
Nope.
Oh, what's your time on the bottom there?
I don't know how to tell time.
Yeah, go to Audacity to see how long we've been doing this.
55 minutes.
Really?
Yep.
This is flying by.
And
this
Matthew,
is more fun.
We are pressured for time because we have to get home because the dog needs to eat at 11:30.
We've got an hour. Mom.
Unbelievable.
So the dog rules our life. More than any dog ever has.
Okay, stop.
Clipper and listen.
I suspect something. Guys, hold me tightly.
Okay, are we...
Y'all say that the dog controls our life, but y'all loves the dog.
Y'all
we didn't say we didn't love it.
But you act like he's such a burden all the time.
He is.
Matthew hasn't even met the devil.
The dog thinks I'm a big chew toy.
He is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
He looks cute, and he is a devil.
So
I think Haley's pretty excited to meet him.
I'm actually the dog's favorite.
She will love him.
He's so cute, but if he wants to play and you don't want to play with him, he is the devil to you.
You are literally running to get away.
I have especially to, Sophia
yes,
when she wears sweatpants.
He thinks I'm a big chew toy.
And the growl is great.
And he growls all the time.
It's so cute.
We do one more podcast before we see you again, Matthew, correct? Yeah.
Yep, next weekend, and then we'll see him the week after.
Okay, good. Can't wait to see you, bro.
Yep.
We don't get to see him still.
All right, are we ready to?
Week after,
you ready to close us out with the theme music? Anybody have anything going on this week?
Skull Vikes.
Skull Vikes tonight. You got to beat the beat up on Dallas to go. Six and three.
Me and Sol have a big football game on Saturday.
Yep.
Skull.
And we're going out with some friends next Saturday night if they don't cancel.
Oh.
I'm making pillows.
You're making pillows, raking leaves, getting ready for winter, maybe Christmas lights. I don't know. We'll find out. It's cold today.
The Game Changers on Netflix.
Game Changers on Netflix. Yes. I will take that in.
Nope.
All right. Here comes that theme music. Road Trip by what's his name?
I thought it would work.
You might have to go back a little bit.
I can close us out with the song.
No. McLaren, let's hear it.
Someone hit social media.
Social media. Shoot.
Find us at...
Facebook at the podcast family. Instagram at the podcast family. Twitter at the podcast fam. Just look up Table Talk with Rookie's Family. You'll find it. Like and rate us. And what do you want? Review us on iTunes.
Nothing like a classy closure.
Nice. Very professional for our 52nd show. 1 year.
Wow. That's really good.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Sophia,
I'm excited.
Settle down.
Tell Evie, tell your friends if you rate us. Just like that, I had to squeeze through McLaren over there.
No, you did it over here.
Well, I
smelled something. Yeah.
All right, we got studio time. Daddy had a little accident.
Gabe, open the door.
turn off his microphone.
Open that door. Holy fucking.